Doctors who've been examining the man accused of throwing his daughter off a bridge have declared him incompetent to stand trial. John Johnchuk was arrested on January 8th. If the court agrees with the doctor's report, Johnchuk will likely be sent to a hospital for 6 months, then evaluated once again. Meanwhile, the Department of Children and Families has determined that it did not respond properly to calls to its hotline in the hours before the murder that called into question the mental stability of Johnchuk and the safety of his daughter. And other experts are weighing in. Robin Hassler Thompson once served on a task force, a state task force on domestic violence. She says Johnchuk, given his history of domestic violence, should never have had custody of his daughter.
Children of violent homes are more at risk for a whole series of injuries, whether it is, health concerns, they can't sleep, they can't eat, or whether they're behavioral concerns, they might act out in school. They certainly suffer stress.
A new report shows Johnchuk's criminal history includes a number of arrests for domestic violence, battery, and stalking.